Welcome to the Zimcast, a program dedicated to agricultural marketing and hosted by Chuck and Cindy Zimmerman.
Hello and welcome to the Zimcast. I'm Chuck Zimmerman. In this program, we're talking to the National Port Board representative, Cindy Cunningham, from Des Moines, Iowa. Cindy, what is the Port Board message that you're bringing to this group this year?
Well, really, we have two messages that we want these folks at Ag Media to understand. The first of those messages is the exciting things that we have going on with our new consumer campaign. Our Pork the Other White Meat campaign has been a highly, highly successful campaign. Nearly 90% of all consumers say pork. They say the other white meat when you say pork, so it's recognized by that many consumers. So what we did in March was to tie on a new tagline. So now, the other white meat, don't be blah. So what we're trying to do with that is to reach a young urban consumer, a housewife, if you will, who has a very busy lifestyle, has maybe a little bit more income to spend on their meals, but really is time crunched and wants something that's not blah. They don't want the same old thing for dinner every night. So we have launched this new campaign in March. Our research has shown that it has been very, very effective in the 12 markets that we really focused on. One might expect to see in the next few months maybe an expansion of that. Who knows? But the important thing is that more consumers are recognizing that pork is not a blah food, that it's nutritional, and that it fits into a heart-healthy diet, and that it's fun to cook with. And I think that as much as anything, that's the important part of it.
What are some of the elements of the campaign as far as the types of advertising or ways that you're getting the information out?
Well, the campaign really is based on broadcast. It's TV and radio both, as well as print advertising and newspaper advertising. And with Don't Be Blah as the tagline, the ways that we're promoting the campaign and the advertising really is not blah. It really goes through cutting through all the clutter. There are so many different ads out there, so many different promotions. But we want people to remember that pork is not a blah food and that they need to have some fun with it when they're preparing it. And that's really what our campaign does. It takes a different spin. We use animation. We use different print ads that really go after don't be blah. Our radio ads are funny. Humor is a big part of our advertising campaign, and the reason for that is because we want consumers to remember pork, and when they're in that time crunch at the supermarket and trying to decide what it is that they're going to eat, we want them to pick pork.
We mentioned advertising. Do you have some specific ways you're using public relations type efforts to also get the word out?
Public relations actually ties in very well to the campaign. We're working with retailers, we're working with restaurants across the country, trying to add fun back into the mealtime. You know, I think sometimes we take things so seriously in our life and everything is so rushed that we forget to have fun. And that's what this campaign is about. So with our work with the retailers, they have jumped on the bandwagon because they're able to also have fun. We know that a consumer has a very short time frame when they come in that grocery store to choose pork. We want them to remember pork is fun and pork is easy to cook. And that's really what our whole campaign, our public relations, our fully integrated campaign with our restaurants, as well as our advertising, is all about.
How much is done in-house? How much do you use outside agency help?
We actually do work with an advertising agency on the consumer side of things with the Don't Be Blah campaign. And part of that is because we want to have the best people who are consumer-oriented and who can really attract that consumer's attention and really get our Don't Be Blah, the other white meat message out. We also have a lot of in-house employees that focus on that whole aspect of communicating with the retailers and with the food service. We have a team out there in the country who goes into the supermarket, who works directly with that supermarket to make sure that they understand the campaign and how they can use the campaign. Same thing on the restaurant side of things. We want to work with all aspects of the food service, from the white tablecloth to the fast food, so that we can incorporate Don't Be Blah, the other white meat, and fun into mealtime.
Anything else that you would like to say about the campaign that we didn't cover?
I think we're just really excited about the success that we've had thus far. The campaign was rolled out in March. So far, our research has shown consumers that have already changed their attitudes about pork based solely on the campaign. That's a real success when you're looking at 5 or 6 months down the road. We're excited to roll it out to the rest of the country and see what we can do to build more demand for pork.
Thank you very much, Cindy Cunningham with the National Port Board. And on this Zimcast, I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.